This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 11.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what is up, my friend? This is Alex Pardo. I'm your host with another Flip Empire Show Q&A, and I'm excited to bring you today's content. We just had a fantastic masterclass with a buddy of mine, Eric Stark. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to part one and part two, definitely recommend you check those out. You know, Eric got into the nitty-gritty of one deal that turned into several deals, and it was all around creative financing and deal structuring. And that, you know, prompted several questions thrown my way as it relates to, you know, how do you go about structuring your offers? What types of offers are you giving people? And it really got me thinking. I don't know if enough has been spoken out there in the REI community about, you know, everybody talks about obviously sending cash offers, right? You know, everybody knows the importance. If you don't send offers, you can't do deals pretty much. So one of the things that I think that we do pretty well in our business here that I want to share with you is you want to always give sellers that you meet with or sellers that you're speaking to on the phone, you want to give them different options, because the truth of the matter is that if you're a wholesaler, you know, most people that you send direct mail to or any type of marketing you do, any inbound leads that come in, most of these people are not tripping over themselves, you know, trying to give you a high five to sell your property or to sell their property 50, 60 cents in the dollar. I mean, it just doesn't happen, right? Matter of fact, most of the leads that come in are going to lack motivation. These people are going to be retail leads. And I think a big mistake that I see a lot of investors making is they're throwing those leads away and they're not monetizing them. And that's a big mistake, because every lead that comes into your pipeline, or I should say most leads that come into your pipeline, there is a way to monetize those leads. So today's Q&A show is going to be centered around, what are the different types of offers that you want to give sellers when you meet with them? So we always like to give sellers three different options that they can choose from. And there's something to be said about the psychology of giving people options when you have something to propose. And I'll give you a perfect example. Whenever our lead manager set up an appointment for the acquisitions manager, when we're on the phone with them, we don't ask them, so Mr. Seller, you know, what time would you be available, or when are you available, right? Because now you lose control. You don't put it back on that seller to then tell you when they can meet. A much better approach is saying, well, listen, you know, person X, you know, whatever your acquisitions manager name is, or your name, if it's you on the phone with the seller and you're going to be the one meeting with them, saying, listen, Mr. Seller, I'm actually going to be in that area sometime today between 1 and 4 p.m. Which would work better for you, 1 or 4? Right? So now you give them an option and they have to come back with you. Well, they might say, look, I can't do 1 and 4, but now at least you've taken control of that conversation. Right? And the same goes with sending an offer. You don't want to only send a cash offer at 50, 60, 65, 70 cents in the dollar, depending on your market, right? You want to give them some different options. So the first option that we like to give sellers is obviously a low cash offer. You know, this is typically somewhere between 60, 70 cents in the dollar, maybe more if it's in a really good area, depending on the property, et cetera. But you want to give them a low cash offer. You want to give them a terms offer, right? So whether it be an owner finance deal like Eric talked about, or whether it's a lease option deal. And the purpose of this Q&A show is not to get into the particulars of owner financing and lease options. Again, if you haven't listened to that call with Eric, he does get into the details of owner financing and how that works. But you want to give them a terms offer. And typically with a terms offer, you can pay probably much more. Not probably, you're definitely paying much more than with your cash offer. Oftentimes, it's very close or at their asking price. It just depends on the seller's situation, if they don't need to cash out, et cetera. So you can pay a lot more for their property and you're structuring it now with favorable terms for you. Or C, the third option, is a potential listing. You know, one of the One of the ways that we've been able to monetize retail leads is that we have a couple of agents here locally in our market that we know, like, and trust. We've done business with them. We know they understand how to go on a listing appointment, how to close them, get the listing. And we've worked out a certain percentage of their commission. Now, keep in mind, I do have a license. I'm a licensed agent, and so I can collect a commission. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a CPA or anything. Check with an attorney on how you can structure it where that if you're not a licensed agent and if you outsource leads to an agent that gets a listing, how you can collect, I don't want to call it a commission, but whether it be a fee, a marketing agreement, etc. You know, there's legal ways to do this. So, ask around. But one of the things you definitely want to do is you don't want to just take retail leads. And if, you know, the house is worth $150,000 and the seller wants $150,000 or more, or they want $140,000 and they're not open to, you know, create a financing or a terms offer, you don't want to just throw that lead away. Number one, we do two things. We outsource it inside of our CRM with the click of a button. We automatically outsource that lead to the agent that we work with. And we have an agreement that if they're able to list it and sell it, we get a certain percentage of their commission. And again, I'm able to do that because I do have a license. And at the same time, we still keep it in our follow-up system so that we're following up with that particular seller once a month. And I've talked about on previous shows the importance of a follow-up and the different, you know, using the phone, text message, emails, mail, you know, you want to use everything at your disposal. So this way, yes, it's a retail lead today, but they may become motivated in the future. And we're still getting that lead in front of a qualified agent who can get the listing. And now, we can monetize that lead if they're able to list it and get it sold. And oftentimes, you know, we get an email from our agent that says, hey, you know, we're going to close on this deal tomorrow. And, you know, I'm making 3% of, you know, $250,000. And, you know, now we're, you know, it's not a ton of money, but if you're able to do 1, 2, 3, 4 of these a month, I mean, it's self-liquidating in terms of it covering some of your overhead and your marketing expenses. And literally all you did was outsource the lead to the agent and they handled everything else. So kind of to bring this conversation, you know, put a bow on this, the takeaway and what I want you to implement in your business right away is you want to give sellers 3 offers. You want to give them a low cash offer that's going to work, especially if you're wholesaling or if you're fixing and flipping. You want to give them a terms offer, you know, whether it be owner financing or a lease option deal. And then 3, you want to outsource the lead to an agent. And I think the key with that is if you're on the phone with them or if your lead manager is on the phone with the seller and you recognize and they identify that there's absolutely no motivation and that this person wants retail value and they're not opening to any type of terms deal, then you want to go ahead and you know, set that agent up, let them know that you have an internal team member that can work for them to get them top dollar on their property. And you're going to go ahead and set up an appointment for them. And then you take it from there. So hopefully you've enjoyed this. Give me some feedback. Let me know what your thoughts are. Let me know maybe there's something that you're doing in your business that we're not doing that is working extremely well for you. I'd love to hear about it. And if you have a question, go to flipempire.com/question. And you can go ahead and just record your question there. It'll get sent to us. And I'd be happy to answer and feature it on a future Flip Empire show. So really appreciate it. Again, if you haven't had an opportunity to check out the last masterclass with Eric Stark, there's actually a part 1 and a part 2. Definitely check it out. We get into the details of owner financing and how that works. And we actually, in part 2, we get into the specifics of an actual case study, one deal that basically turned into several. So I think you'll definitely enjoy that, get a lot of value from it, and look forward to catching you on the next Flip Empire show. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.